How you doing?
Hey,
how you doing?
Jared Payton.
I always feel smarter when I get off the phone with you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Former NFL running back.
And Payton will hit pay dirt. Touchdown, Titans.
College football national champion.
Well, Miami has erased all doubts about the national champion.
Son of Walter Payton.
Yes, Duke celebrating in the ring, ladies and gentlemen. The bad guy raised for a month, along with Walter Payton and Walter's son.
Sports anchor for WGN.
Hey, real quick, while we got some grudges and beefs going on, who's the producer in? Keith, is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Keith, man. Great segment off the top. I do got a bone to pick with him, though, man. He's bringing in drinks and bourbon for Wanstead, but he ain't bring me no Hennessy.
I be on these miles of hen dog, and now y'all got problems with me.
So him and I, we got beef, man. So he's got to figure out how to get me some Hennessy.
Keith says, get your ass over here, Jared. You never come in studio.
Hey.
I needed to have maybe a shot and a half before every game of Hennessy. What you mean?
The Jared Payton Show today.
Jared Payton with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love talking with Jared Payton. He is one of our favorite people. We've got a room full of people here in the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Thanks a lot, Villa, for bringing the pizza in. Just terrific. Everyone is having a good time here. Everyone is enjoying themselves so far. And then, of course, we get Jared Payton on the show, and he's on Twitch for people that want to watch, twitch.tv/Chicago670score. And JP, the people here in the studio can also see you because we set it up so that they could.
Hey guys. Oh, don't clap yet, but hey, thank you guys. Shout out to all the people sitting there watching your guys' show. You guys are doing it big time today, man. And always got to feel good to be able to have a studio audience while you're doing your show. I do have to say one thing. I've learned something today. Dane is so crucial to everything that goes on around there. Protect him at all costs, man. Shane, protect him at all costs.
In terms of what? Is dealing with the miniature pig or delivering pizza to a listener when they clap their hands like a seal? What are you referring to?
Yeah, I mean, that part, the picking up the poop from the pig and like...
Yeah, but Jared, like, the pig wouldn't have pooped if I didn't bring it here.
Yes.
I brought it here.
He's really good at creating chaos, and then he's really good at cleaning up that chaos. It's a specific skill.
That's a good skill, man, but protect him at all costs. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man, nice to see you, Jared. We talked about you yesterday tangentially, and we thought about you earlier today when talking about the show, because we'll get to Bears. But LeBron being able to do what he has done for Bronny James and the fact that Ken Griffey Jr. and Sr. decided to attend on their own volition to be there last night, it made us think about fathers and sons, and because it's unabashedly nepotism. You know what I mean? It is. But it happens all over the place. It happens with broadcasters. It happens with executives. So maybe LeBron has every right to do it. We wondered what you thought about the whole thing last night and that achievement in pro sports.
Man, I was here for it. I really did. I enjoyed seeing it. And I understand where in the world that we live in now, guys, where it comes down to the social world we live in, everybody's got an opinion and everybody wants to voice their opinion. I'm cool for all that. And I'm here to read all the comments. But as a sports fan, I thought it was really cool. The interaction where he was talking to Bronny before they went in, giving him words of advice, and then them checking in together at the desk, to me was just cool. I got goosebumps just thinking about how cool that would be. And then looking back at some of the videos that Bron posted just about him being young, coming into the league, and then having his kids young and them kind of growing up around the game. And now he gets this opportunity to do this. Listen, there's anybody that wants the right to be able to have their son and make this move, it's LeBron, man. For all that he's done for the game of basketball, what he's done for me as a fan watching over the years. And the fact is that this is Bronny. You can get your foot in the door. Your dad could help you. I look at it in certain situations, just in my life. But doesn't mean that you're going to stay. I mean, Bronny's going to have to work his tail off to be able to stay if he wants to stay. Mm-hmm. His dad might have helped him, got in the door, got a foot in the door, but doesn't mean you're going to stay there. And I've always kept that with me in everything that I do, whether it's from, you know, the opportunities in the NFL, when, you know, with Tennessee, to where I am now. But you got to prove yourself. And it's really tough of doing the same thing that your father does or did, and trying to make your own name. It's very hard because that shadow is always there. And I've always looked at it as the gift and the curse. You know, it's really good to have the last name, but it's made me have to work harder. And, you know, most people on the outside don't know, you know, what went into all that and how tough it actually is. But I've always looked at it as the gift and the curse, and I would never change it. And it's made me the person that I am today.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of went where we had thought you might, because we thought of you. It's like, when you look at Bronny, like, Lawrence was wondering where you're feeling bad for him, right?
Yeah. I feel like he's handled it better than everyone. Yes. But I was wondering if there might be some stress about that we don't even know. That if you're him, are you like, man, I'm happy that I got drafted by the Lakers? Or are you like, man, it would have been nice to go live my own life, you know, maybe enjoy the road a little bit more, not worrying about the fact that your pops is in the suite next door, you're sharing the suite. Like, he's still got a life to live too,
right? But Jarrett was a badass as a running back in a badass room full of great running backs,
the greatest college football team of all time
at Miami. Like, and you deserved your shots that you got. I'm not so sure that Bronny has played to a level that he hasn't played to the level that you had played to, you know? So it's a little different in that regard.
Yeah, I think for Bronny, and I'm with you on this, Lawrence, I think he has handled it really well. I think it's what we don't see on the flip side is like what he's dealing with. I didn't have to deal with that. I think the only thing similar to where everybody's talking about you and you either hear it or you see it. And I didn't grow up in the social media world in high school, but when my dad got sick, that's the only thing that I could kind of say that's similar to this situation, because everybody knew what was going on with my pops at that time. And so everywhere I went, people are staring at you. People are talking like you didn't know whether to be happy or whether to be sad, because then people, if you're happy, they're like, oh, he's trying to mask it. He's out having a good time because his dad's at home dealing with cancer. And then if you were having a bad day, they're like, oh, look, he's depressed. So I battled with that at that moment. So I can only imagine what he's battling, playing a sport, living in that shadow. It has to be tough on him, but it's going to be on him now. Like, dad, if that's the case, you're here now. You got to show that you belong and try to find a way to be able to find your niche. And it's not going to be easy, because regardless of if you are even on another team, if you weren't on the Lakers, people are always going to have that comparison to your father, which is unfair, because we both are growing up in households where our dads are considered goats. It's hard to do that. But I think what my dad did for me was to tell me, don't be like me, be better than me, and not at sports. Just be your own person. Try to be your own person. And it seems like their relationship is so strong that Lawrence, it doesn't feel like he needs to be off on his own. This is what life has been like. He's always been around dad. And so at some point, dad's going to phase out in the game, which doesn't look like it right now from watching him play at all. It's like unbelievable what we're seeing out of Bron. But at some point, he is going to have to let him go and spread his own wings. But for right now, if he gets this opportunity, he was going to make sure that he was going to make sure that it happened.
How excited are you for Sunday?
Oh, I'm super excited. Listen, Lawrence, I'm glad I'm talking to you now, because the last time the three of us were having conversations, it was before the London game, and you were like, well, I'm kind of nervous, JP. I'm kind of nervous, JP. So you know me, I'm over here talking my talk. And it was funny because I got off with you guys and then kind of went about the Friday and Saturday, and people are coming up to listen to the show. They're like, how confident are you? I'm like, dude, the Bears better win, dude. I told Lawrence Holmes that we're all good. I'm excited because, like you guys were talking about, this is meaningful football now. Like, it feels like playoff football. And I don't want to take you know, everything that you guys were talking about earlier, but that's how I was feeling of watching those games last weekend of teams in a division and those feeling like playoff games. That's what this feels like to me. And, you know, regardless of if Jaden Daniels plays, I just think that this is, when you look at the NFC, this is a big game and another, you know, measuring stick for this Bears squad. And you got to keep up with the Joneses now, man. Everybody in the division's winning. And Lawrence, you said it. They're going into this weekend of winnable games for all of them. Now you got to keep up. And that's the hard part about being in the NFC North, which I think Bears fans and the Bears inside that locker room at Hallis Hall are wearing like a badge of honor, knowing that it's not going to be easy every single week. That you're going to have to battle. That you're going to have to be tested. And week in and week out, I think it's just the way that this schedule is shaping up for this team. It's going to be make every game feel like that down the stretch.
Hey, Jarrett, I made a proclamation the other day. There were trumpets and there were crumpets and there were strumpets. And I said that the Bears are going
to... There were no strumpets.
Yeah, there were at my house. I'm sorry I didn't invite you next time. But there were... I think the Bears are going to sweep the Packers. I think this Bears defense has arrived in full. I think Caleb has shown that he is willing to do whatever it takes to win a game, and he's getting better every week. Some dude is booing, and he will be kicked out forthwith. I said good day, sir. I said good day to you, sir. So would you like to join me in my little corner of the world?
Speaks.
Yes.
I almost had to defend you late last night, bro.
Oh, no.
That's how we're like family, okay? So I'm driving home after GN Sports. You know, I don't leave out of WGN till, you know, like 11:30. So I'm driving home and I'm listening to the Bart Winkler show.
Uh-oh.
You know, late night. And he's like, your name comes up. And he's a huge Packer fan. Oh, let me go back. He's a huge fan of that team from Wisconsin.
Thank
that
you.
Plays NFL.
The one
football.
That sucks. The one that sucks.
Yeah. The one up north.
And he was like, oh, you know, Matt Spiegel's over there talking about how the Bears are going to sweep them. And I had a tweet ready to go. And I was telling Bart, like, slow down, man. Yes. You're talking about my family. Slow down. But I really – listen, anything is possible, right? Anything is possible. The way that this
– I don't like that you put it in that category,
no, it doesn't
Jared.
Feel, I don't feel very supported. I don't feel very supported, honestly.
I don't want to put my name out there like that. But I got your back, Speaks.
Okay.
I got your back.
That's all right.
Here's what's gonna happen. Here's why I love that Jarrett's on our show. If it does happen, he is gonna show up here and like throw a party for you.
Well,
like he's gonna be the hype man.
You know, it used to be that this show would throw its own parties. I get one thrown for me if that comes true.
Damn right.
All right.
Yeah, but you know what? There's a couple of things. One thing that really sticks out to me that I don't want to kind of gloss over, and it's just
is it that the Packers are really good? Is that what you don't want to gloss over?
No. It's not that. It's just that things are changing here in Chicago.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. And I love the fact of the small things. I'm all about details and attention to detail. And listening to the staff and also DJ Moore and some of these guys talk about how they're paying attention to detail when it comes to walkthroughs shows me that there is a shift in this organization, because all the teams that I've been around, depending on where I was from Miami, man, walkthroughs were serious. Like it was serious. Like you sometimes needed to be taped up. You couldn't wear sandals because we were getting things done there. To other places, I won't name some of those other names of places I've been where it was just like, ah, it's just a walkthrough, whatever. What you can get through those moments and the teaching points that coaches give you, and now understanding a little bit more about Caleb and his attention to detail, it speaks volumes to why they've had success since that powwow that they had with Shane Waldron to where they are now. And I see that as something positive and a shift on the offensive side that to me is moving in the right direction. And the possibilities are endless if Caleb keeps going the way that he's going. I love his stance where it's about whatever I have to do to help this team win, that's what I'm going to do. And Lawrence, you were like, well, I don't want him to just feel like it's too, you know, not a big enough game or whatever. Yeah, I heard you. Uh-oh.
That's my all right, car, Jared.
That's a Tesla right there. It went off because I didn't touch the brake. And so then I'm listening to the score since
that's
I'm
that's right. You're driving an iPad right now.
Yeah, I'm driving the iPad. So I just think that he's at a good place right now early on. And I think that that's all we can really hope for as we look forward to the future. As this whole thing keeps going in the right direction in initiative steps.
JP, so. You're the best. Thank you so much for jumping on as per usual. Thanks for taking care of our guy Emma a couple nights ago too. He was great with you guys. I really enjoyed seeing him on GN Sports. You can check JP out doing all the sports casts and GN Sports on Channel 9. Sir, we will talk to you soon.
See you guys.
Oh, look at the applause for Jared Payton. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show on 670 The Score. Mark Grody at the top of the hour with all the sound and news from Halas Hall. But when we come back, the NFL and I share our number one snack choice. I got the numbers to back it up. You're listening to The Score.